You know, whenever I travel and go to a church, when the Holy Spirit comes, you feel at home. Because you know you're part of the family. You know, there is only one church. You did know that. Jesus only has one bride. I'm so privileged to be here. And let me tell you something that's true now. Can I just be totally truthful with you? Yeah? I wish I had a pastor's heart like Pastor Shane has. You have a great pastor. You do. You see, I know lots of ministers. I know some great preachers. But I know some awesome preachers who don't have pastor's hearts. They can sound great from a platform, but their heart is not for the church. You have a pastor who loves the church. You really do. And that's worth its weight in gold. It really is. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. I thought I did. But I'll just go. Is that okay? I'll just flow with whatever I feel. I just want us to look at one scripture. If you can just look at this one scripture, it's found in the book of Romans. The book of Romans chapter 13. Romans 13 and verse 14. And then we'll just unpack this a little bit and just see what God's trying to reveal to us. You see, if you know a truth in God, you will find that truth everywhere in Scripture. You won't just find it in one verse or one book. If it's genuinely something from God, it will be true all the way through. You know, a scientist can take a piece of your skin, a piece of your saliva, a piece of your hair, and when they analyze its DNA, it has the same DNA. Your hair, your skin, your fluids, everything, it has the same number. And when you look at Scripture, you will find that when God reveals a truth, that truth is all the way through Scripture. It never changes. In Romans chapter 13 and verse 14, we find this. Clothe yourselves. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. And do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Clothe yourselves with Jesus Christ. How do you clothe yourself with someone? You see, it's not what you're wearing tonight, it's who you're wearing. Did you get that? It's got nothing to do with your outward appearance. It's got nothing to do with your emotions. It has everything to do with who is on you. Jesus, when he was about to ascend into heaven, he gave the disciples an instruction. He said to the apostles, he said, stay where you are in Jerusalem. They were praying. He said, stay where you are until you are clothed with power from on high. He said, I'm going to send you what the Father has promised. I'm going to send God himself, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Holy Spirit himself is going to come upon you and he's going to clothe you. He didn't say wait until you've been touched. He didn't say wait until you've had an emotional experience. He didn't say wait until you've received a gift. He didn't say wait until people recognize your anointing. Yeah. He didn't say wait until you've got a theology degree. He didn't say wait until someone gives you a title and a position. He said wait until you are clothed. Now let me tell you something. In the natural, you know whether you're clothed or not. If you don't, you really need some counseling. And don't come to church without clothes on. The pastor won't like it. You know, you don't even think about it. You would be embarrassed to be found without clothes on. Yeah? When Adam and Eve sinned against God, do you know what the first thing was that they recognized? they were naked. The first thing they understood, the first thing that their hearts, their conscience, their mind revealed to them was that they didn't have any clothes on. What does that mean? Even before they understood what their sin was, even before God had spoke to them, when they turned against God, God had not even turned up yet to tell them what they'd done wrong. No one preached to them. No one said to them, you have now sinned, you need to repent. No one said anything to them. Straight away, they knew they didn't have any clothes on. We need to know whether we are clothed or not. How can it be? How can it be that so many Christians are not aware of whether they are clothed or not? When it was the first thing that Adam and Eve recognized. Now here's the killer. After the fall of Adam and Eve, 4,000 years of understanding and God's word and the prophets and Jesus himself coming to people. His final word to his church is found in the book of Revelation chapter 3, and he speaks to the church in Laodicea, the final church. And you know what he says? You don't know you are naked. To his church. The first sinners knew. Any ordinary person would know. But the final letter of Jesus Christ to his church says you don't even know anymore whether you're naked or not. You have lost the ability to know whether you have any clothes on. What blindness. He said they were blind as well. You know, the church in Laodicea, it represents the final age of the church. The seven churches in Revelation is a history of the church from beginning to end, from Ephesus to Laodicea. And the final state of the church before Jesus returns is a church that doesn't even know it doesn't have any clothes on. They may say they believe the right things. They may claim that they have emotional experiences. They may claim lots of things. But the truth is, have we obeyed Jesus? Are we clothed? Jesus said, don't even go out until you're clothed. You wouldn't leave your house without putting your clothes on. Jesus said, don't even attempt ministry. Don't even leave Jerusalem. Don't even try and be my witnesses all over the world until you're clothed. You've got to be clothed. Clothed with God. Have you ever noticed that everything in God's creation is already clothed? Birds have feathers. Fish have scales. Animals have fur. But humans don't have clothes. Humans have to be clothed. God created us with the necessary requirement of having someone else to clothe us. And we forget that. You see, when you're immature, you don't know that. Do we have any parents here with small children? They don't care, do they? They will run around naked all day long. They think it's great. They'll run down the main highway, totally naked, waving their arms in the air. They don't care. They're not interested. Why? Because they're immature. They don't understand their nakedness. It's a sign of immaturity. And the thing is, when you have small children, you realize how hard it is to clothe them. I have four children. You know, our hardest task every day is to get their clothes on. Have you tried to clothe a two-year-old that does not want to put his clothes on? Have you tried that? Have you tried to clothe a teenager who doesn't want to put their clothes on? Come on. Put your clothes on. And when you've got two, you put the clothes on one and you turn around, the other one's taking their clothes off. It's terrible. Do you know God has the same problem with his children? He's trying to clothe us, and as he's clothing us, we're taking clothes off. We think because we have our socks on, we're clothed. Look at me, I'm clothed. No, you're not. You're still naked. You've just got one item of clothing on. That is not sufficient. And Christians think that because they have a little bit of gifting, because I've put my hand up in a meeting, I'm clothed. No, you're not. Clothed is to be covered. Clothed is to have all of your body covered with a garment. And it's only when you're clothed, God can use you. Do you know the first act of God after sin came into the world? Not the first thing he's... Actually, it was the first thing he said as well. Do you know the first thing God said to Adam and Eve? How do you know you are naked? The first thing he said was not, I know about your sin, you need to repent and get baptized. Which was true. No, the first thing he said is, how do you know you're naked? Do you know what Adam and Eve did? They tried to cover their own nakedness. The first thing Adam and Eve did was not repent, was not get right with God. The first thing they did was try to pretend they weren't naked. They hid from God amongst the trees. They sewed together fig leaves to try and make garments for themselves. How do you sew together leaves? What kind of garment is that? I mean, these days, people probably would wear those kind of garments. It's not going to cover your nakedness. If it does, it's not going to cover your nakedness for very long. Leaves don't last long as garments. They might last a few hours, a few days. It might cover you for a moment, but it's not a garment. What were they trying to do? Do you know, some people think that the tree that they ate from was a fig tree. And they were using the leaves of that tree to pretend they were okay. Do you know what the tree that it was? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. They were using their knowledge, their arguments, their ability to reason by saying, I'm not naked. Look, I have knowledge. I'm clever. I have a PhD. I don't need God. I'm covered. Your knowledge doesn't cover you. Your knowledge does not protect you. Your knowledge means nothing. God could see their nakedness. What was the first thing God did? He made garments for them. Genesis chapter 5. The first act of kindness when man had sinned was that a loving God created a garment for a sinful man to wear. They now had something to wear. Not their own abilities, not their own works, not their own fig leaves, not their own knowledge. God had already prepared something for them to wear. We don't even know when God prepared that garment. The Bible tells us that Jesus was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Do you know it's totally possible God prepared a garment for them to wear even before they sinned? God didn't wait till they got something wrong to give them clothes. When you're going to have a child, you have the clothes for the baby before the baby's born. In fact, before any event in your life, you buy the garment before the event. Before a wedding, you buy a wedding gown. You don't wait till the day of the wedding and say, now I need a wedding. You buy one before. You buy a suit. You buy a dress. You've got the garment before the event. God had prepared a garment for you before you sinned, before you came into this world. Before you even made a mistake, God had already prepared some clothes for you to wear. Why? Because without your clothes on, you cannot come into God's presence. You know, the priest in the temple was not allowed for any of his body to be seen naked in God's temple. They had to be covered. But no ordinary garment would do. After Adam and Eve sinned, it says God prepared a garment of skins. Of skins, not leaves, not wool, not cotton, not linen. No. Something had to die before Adam and Eve could be clothed. Blood had to be shed to take away their guilt before they could wear the clothes that God had for them. Jesus had to die before we could be clothed. An animal had to die before Adam and Eve could be skinned. Before Adam and Eve could be clothed in their skins. Are you clothed? If you're a Christian, are you clothed? Do you know Jesus didn't just take away your sins when he shed his blood? Jesus was whipped and skinned alive so that you could be clothed. When they took him to the cross, they whipped him so much that there was no skin left on his body. He was totally naked so that you could be clothed. He hung on a naked cross so that you could wear his garments. Even as he hung on the cross, do you know what the soldiers did? They took his garments to wear for themselves. The very people who nailed him to the cross were the very people who were allowed to wear his garments. Amazing grace. Jesus didn't just forgive them. He clothed them as they killed him. As they were nailing him to the cross, he was giving them his clothes to wear. As he hung on the cross, one Roman soldier who had hammered those nails into his hands then took his seamless linen garment and wore it. The very guy who killed Jesus went home in the clothes of Jesus. And that is exactly what Jesus has done for every single one of us. Your sins nailed him to the cross. He was skinned alive so that you could be clothed. Yes. He gave his garment even as he died so that you would not be naked. He hung naked so you could wear his clothes. Such love. There's never been love like that. That's what happened in the garden with Adam and Eve. Even as they had sinned, God had already prepared the sacrifice. Christ had already been slain since the foundation of the world. God was not taken by surprise when you sinned. God knew you would sin before you were born. God knew you would be full of sin even as you were born. He still took the skins of his lamb and clothed you with them. Yes. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote to the Galatians, he said, "Do you not know that when you were baptized into Christ, you were clothed with Christ?" Do we know that? You don't come to church just to hear a message, just to take communion, just to sing praises. You come to be clothed in the garments of God. Are we wearing those garments? How do we understand these garments? Well, Jesus said that you will be clothed with the Holy Spirit. He is God. Is the Holy Spirit upon you? Is he, as we heard Pastor say, that like a dove, he's hovering, but he's looking to rest. He's looking to come down upon his people, to clothe them. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and clothes you, you are clothed with power, Jesus said. You are clothed with his glory. The same glory that was covering Christ is upon you. Have you ever noticed in the Gospels how Jesus' clothing did things? Have you ever noticed that? People were healed, not by touching Jesus, but by touching his clothes. How does that work? Have you noticed that on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus was transfigured, the apostles said his clothes became whiter than any whiteness on earth. They became like lightning, a bright shining white. His clothes, even touching the hem of his garment, you were healed. You know, when Jesus rose from the grave, he left something behind. His clothes. Do you know what he left behind? The linen garment and a linen turban. Do you know they're the very two things that the priest was supposed to wear? When Jesus rose from the grave, he left priest garments behind. Who are they for? They're for us. All the priests in the Bible had to be clothed in white linen. That's what Jesus left behind for us to wear. That's why he told us to be clothed. Every single person in this room has a divine right to come into God's presence as a priest of God, because Jesus has given you the clothes. You see, if you're not wearing the right clothes, you can't fulfill your profession. You can't fulfill your ministry in the wrong garments. I was sharing with Pastor earlier this afternoon. I was pulled over by a police officer in London, over in England. But he was a plainclothes police officer. He didn't have on a police officer's uniform. And so he pulled over to the side of my car and he told me to pull over. And I says, no way. And I drove off. Now, it's okay, in England the policemen don't have guns, so the worst he could do was, you know, tickle me. He chased me. And so I was driving through the streets of London. It was 2 a.m. in the morning. We'd been to an all-night prayer meeting. And there's a car chasing me. And he says he's a policeman, but he's not wearing a police uniform. So I don't recognize him. Well, he caught me. And eventually he showed me his badge, and so I got out and I explained to him. I says, look, you can't expect me at 2 o'clock in the morning on a deserted road to get out of my car just because you say you're a police officer. You have to wear a uniform and be in a police car. And he says, you're right, I understand. So I'd not done anything wrong. He just thought it was strange that I was up at 2 a.m. driving around London. He didn't believe I'd been to a prayer meeting. And so he forgave me and he let me go. Didn't charge me. I didn't get fined. Why? Because I was right. He didn't have the right clothes on, so that was his fault. If you don't have the garments of Christ on, you can't fulfill your ministry. If you aren't clothed with the Holy Spirit, you can't do anything. You don't impress anybody with your fig leaves, your own knowledge. It means nothing. Your own abilities. It means nothing. God gave you those anyway. That doesn't make you clean. That's just a gift God gave you. No, you have to be clothed. The Holy Spirit has to come upon you and abide upon you. When Jesus received the Holy Spirit, he didn't receive a touch. He received a clothing. The Holy Spirit, as he came out of the Jordan, the Holy Spirit came upon him and abided. It stayed. The Holy Spirit stayed upon him. And it's only when you are fully clothed and the Spirit rests upon you that you can fulfill your purpose in this life. You have to stay clothed. You have to stay clothed with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's only when you're clothed, the Bible tells us we are robed in garments of salvation. Salvation isn't a decision you make. Salvation is a garment you wear. Salvation is a garment you wear. Adam and Eve wore the skins. Wearing the skin was a proof the sacrifice had been given. Everyone who looked at Adam and Eve, not that there was anyone around to look at them, but anyone who looked at Adam and Eve could see the garment. They knew someone had died so they could be clothed. The Bible tells us that we are clothed in Christ's righteousness. Your righteousness is a garment you wear. It's not a decision you make. It starts with that. It's what you're covered in. You're covered in the righteousness of God by the Holy Ghost. It's not just salvation. It's not just righteousness. Do you know God tells us that we are to wear the garment of praise? Put on the garments of praise, for the spirit of heaviness, or that Hebrew word can also mean despair. Put on the garment of praise because God has taken off you the despair and the heaviness. Praise is a garment you wear. It's not something you do on Sunday morning. You are to praise the Lord at all times. It's a garment you wear. When people bump into you, they should know that praise is being emanated from you. Through your thanksgiving. This garment that God has given us is to cover us all the time. He won't robe us in garments of despair. When Lazarus rose from the grave, Jesus says, take off the grave clothes and let him go. We've got new clothes for him to wear. Do you know when Jesus delivered people from demonic spirits, you will find that the naked people who were demon-possessed were found clothed and in their right mind. Who clothed them? Yes. Who clothed them? Jesus did. A naked man who was demon-possessed, and all the villagers were scared of him. When they found him, after Jesus sent out the spirit, he put clothes on him. That's how they knew he was delivered. Because now he wasn't naked anymore. Now he was wearing clothes that Jesus had given him. What about us? After all that God's done for us, are we clothed? Are we clothed in his spirit, his righteousness, his salvation? Is it a garment we wear? Can we feel? You can feel when there's a garment upon you. You can feel its weight. You can feel it covering you. You know it's there. Other people can notice it. You can recognize the garment that comes upon you. In Scripture, you will find that when someone was called to a ministry, the mantle of the garment was put upon them. Yeah. And until that item of clothing was put upon them, they could not serve God. Elisha could not be a prophet until the prophet's clothing was put upon him. In the book of Ruth, Ruth was accepted when the garments of Boaz were covering her. Spread the corner of your garment over me, then I belong to you. The Redeemer, Boaz, the kinsman Redeemer, covered the bride with his garment. So now she was redeemed. She wasn't a slave, and she wasn't a widow, and she wasn't a Moabite. She would now become a woman of God, a bride of Christ. How do we know? Because the garment covered her. And so tonight, I just want to give opportunity for every person to make sure that they are covered in the garment of God, to make sure that the Holy Spirit is resting upon them, to make sure that the righteousness of God is clothing you with his salvation, with his praise, with his thanksgiving. Because Jesus said, I'm going to send you the promise of the Father. Stay where you are until you are clothed with the power from on high, with the Holy Spirit himself. Because it's only when you are clothed that you can be effective for God and you can be all that God has called you to be. Are we clothed? I'm not going to teach anymore. I just want to give an opportunity for us all to make sure that we're dressed. Now, getting dressed can take time. As you get older, you tend to forget. But actually, as you get older, it takes longer to get dressed. It takes me about 6 hours now to get dressed every morning. And my wife has to help me. Because I put the wrong clothes on. Pastor Shane told me I was overdressed tonight. I never know what to wear. I need someone else to dress me. Do you know what Jesus said to Peter in John chapter 21? He said, when you were younger, you did what you pleased and you went where you want. But when you are older, someone else will clothe you and you will go where you do not want to go. He was saying to Peter, Peter, you can't just dress yourself how you want. You have to be clothed as God wants you to be clothed. And you know when Peter was delivered from prison, do you know what the angel said to him? Put your clothes on. It's the first thing the angel said. I'm not taking a naked apostle out of this prison. You've got to put your clothes on or you're going to be no good for God. And God will only deliver you if you're going to put your clothes on. God will only use you if you're going to put your clothes on. Your clothes are Christ. Your clothes are the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit hovers, but he wants to clothe you. And we can do that right now. It might take you a few minutes. It might take you a few hours. It depends on how good you are at getting dressed. But God will help us. And he will clothe us. Because he prepared the garments before the earth was created. He prepared your garments of righteousness even before you were born. Your clothes are ready. All we have to do is put them on. Now I'm going to hand over to Pastor Shane. And we're just going to have a time of letting God clothe us. Pastor Shane.
Hallelujah. That's good stuff. Amen. Pastor Adam, if you would come.